In today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the fourth Perek of Masechta Mikvaot. And in yesterday's Mishnah, in the beginning of the Mishnah, I introduced the idea that we'll be discussing when pipe work is considered susceptible to tumah or not. So in the Mishnah begins here that says, Hachotet betzinor, meaning if someone places a little hole within a pipe itself, lekabel tzrorot, in order to catch and collect any stones. So in other words, one way of preventing any stones blocking up the pipe is that you make a hole within the pipe itself, such that if stones pass through, it'll rest and stop there rather than continuing down the pipe, maybe perhaps in the narrow section, and blocking up the pipe or blocking it on particular turns. So Mishnah says in that situation, it would be considered a kli. And then in that case, that pipe, once it's considered a vessel, in other words, it's designed for holding things, therefore once if that's then attached to the house, it would water that flows through it would be considered drawn water. That's important. And we alluded to that yesterday in the beginning of the first Mishnah. We said that one way around that was actually forming the tzinor or the pipework or hollowing it out when it's already attached. And that is, in that case, even if there was a place to contain the stones, then since it was formed while it was already attached to the building, it wasn't defined as a kli, a vessel, before being attached to the building. So you could even have such a hole within or a bend in the pipe, probably more accurate, in order to catch those stones. But here we're talking about prior to being attached, that if it has this bend in it to sort of collect the stones, and that's its intention. Then it would be defined as a kli, and the water pass through will be drawn water. So the Mishnah then addresses how big does it have to be. Beshel etz, if it's made of wood, then it has to be a kosher, even the smallest amount. Beshel cheres, if it's a pipework that is earthenware, then we say revit, then it would only be considered a kli if it can contain a revit's worth. Rabbi Yossi says no. Af beshel cheres kosher, for a pipe, even if it's made of earthenware, even the smallest size would be fine. He says, where are you confusing this shear, this measure of a revit? That's talking about something else entirely. Lo amro chacham revit. The chachamim, when they gave the measure of a revit, was only ela b'shivrei klei cheres. That's only regarding a broken piece of a vessel that was an earthenware vessel, and that would have to, the broken part, and to be useful, would have to contain a revit amount in order to still be defined as a kli. But for pipe work, he says, even the smallest amount is sufficient. Meaning smallest amount to contain. Mishnah then continues, Hayut srorot mit chalchalim betocha. Then posanet hamikva. So if you've built this pipe with this like little hole or bend in it to catch stones, and it starts filling up with stones. However, the stones still are able to move and bounce about, then it's still considered a kli, and it's still considered a vessel, and the water that runs through it would be considered drawn water. It would invalidate the mikvah. However, yarad letochol, what if other matter or other starts filling up this cavity, we'd say afar v'nichbash, meaning if what goes into it is not just stone but also soil, and then it sort of settles and it becomes quite hard. So therefore, you effectively smoothed out the pipe now, then the pipe no longer has a receptacle and is considered kasher. Next, a silon. Now that's now another type of pipe that as it's going along, it widens out and then narrows again. It's sort of like having like a belly, if you like. So, but it widens both in the top and the bottom and narrows out again. Now, the purpose of that is not to collect and catch any stones. So it's not designed in that way. The idea is as it opens up and narrows again, it ensures that the water comes out with greater pressure. That's the design. So he says, in that situation, water that goes through such a pipe, einu posel, it would not invalidate the mikvah, mipnei shelo na'aseh lekabalah, because it was never designed to actually contain anything. Again, it was just designed to increase pressure in the pipe, and therefore it's not considered receptacle. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalet. Ma'im she'ubin u'mei gishamish nit'arvu b'chatzer. What if you have drawn water and rain water that are both spilling into the chatzer, and they're mixing in the chatzer, which is a courtyard, and then collects into the mikvah. Or they collect into, we've got the rainwater and the drawn water, so someone just turned on a tap and it's also raining, and that collects in an ukkah, which is a small pit. We've discussed the ukkah in terms of throwing If you remember back in Masechta Shabbos, we discussed this. The Ukkah was like they put like a cavity or a hole within in their chatzer so they could throw their wastewater without worrying about the water going into Rosh Hashanah. That's what we discussed back in Masechta Shabbos. But an Ukkah in this case is some sort of hole that these both the rainwater and drawn water is running into, and then from there it's spilling into a mikvah. Or the Alma Alot HaMera, all the two different waters are drawn and rainwater are both spilling into and combining together on the steps of the Mara and then going into the Mara. Then we say in that situation, Im Rov Min HaKasher Kasher. If a majority of the water that is mixed together is rainwater, then the mikveh will be valid. Now, why is that? That is because despite the fact there is drawn water going into the mikveh, we said that if it's by way of what's called Hamshacha, meaning it's not poured directly into the mikveh, but it's poured at a distance and it's running into the mikveh, we said in that case, if a majority of the mikveh is made out of actual rainwater or kosher water, then Al Yidei Hamshacha, the fact that the rest of the water is drawn water and it's coming by way of this Hamshacha being poured at a distance and running into it, the mikveh would still be okay. So therefore, provided it's mixing, it says it's mixing a distance in the mikveh and you're doing hamshacha and it's leading into the mikveh, that wouldn't be a problem. However, imrod min apasul, if it's a majority of drawn water, so again you turn on the tap or something, then we say pasul, the mikveh would be bad. Mechetza, machetza, if it's 50-50, once again it's to be pasul because you need rov mayim kshirim, meaning a majority of valid rainwater. Eimatai, when do we say that's the case? That's bizman shimit arvim ad shaluy el higia la mikveh. That's when it's by way of hamshacha, meaning the water is collecting and spilling and rolling and sort of running into the mikveh itself. Important point to add, and this is Katya goes into great detail in the extension, different opinions, but this is also even if it didn't mix together. But the point is, what is a mit arvim ad shaluy el mikveh? That the waters are both coming into the mikveh by way of hamshacha, meaning they were not poured directly into it. However, hayu makalchim betoch hamayim, this is the way, again, Kati explains the Mishnah according to Shita Rambam, that if they're poured directly into the mikveh, so if someone gets buckets and pours it in, for example, while it's also raining, in that situation we say, im yadua shenafa latocha arba'im se'ah, mayim k'sherim, if you already know the 40 se'ah of water has filled up the mikveh, of again of rainwater, actually rather tocha shoshin luga mayim shuvim, prior to 3 log of drawn water being poured into it directly, then the mikveh is kasher, because again we explained once it reaches 40 seah of kosher rainwater for mikveh water, then you can add as much drawn water as you like. However, the im lav, if not, meaning that it's possible that 3 log of drawn water came into the mikveh before the mikveh filled up to 40 seah, then it would be pasul. And that falls onto the general we've explained before, that since you're no longer relying on this principle of hamshacha in the sefer and the end part of the Mishnah, then it's an issue of valid water filled the mikveh prior to drawn water being added. Again, as I mentioned, the Kati goes into great detail, and that's going to be a matter for your further study. Because again, different opinions exactly how to understand these last statements of the Mishnah. Those are Mishnah today.